Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here. And as we do the numbers now, we're going to call each fellow's name off so we can get right along with the show. We're going to start with Bobby Hicks and Joe Stewart over here doing some old-time fiddle music. And we're going to kindly open up with that number called Roanoke again, and we hope you enjoy it.
Fine. Brand new stuff there from the cast of Woody Guthrie's American Song. From the Freight and Salvage in California there. Yeah, big musical event, theatrical event, and just a few things in there that have a bit of bluegrass in there, so I decided to throw that in there, kicking off this week's Music for the Mountain Bluegrass Show. That was Tony Marcus, Harry Yaglijan. I don't know how you say that. Yaglijan. Yaglijan. Jeff Waxman, Chuck Irvin, and Robin Flower make up the band that backs up all the other stuff that happens during that theatrical event. Pretty neat stuff. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm Chip Calkard. Glad to have you along for the ride. Another episode of Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. For the next hour, we're going to be playing some hard-driving bluegrass for you. We're going to kick into one right now from Laurie King and Junction 63. Here's My Bread is Buttered in Bluegrass.
Well, I've been playing bluegrass for now on 15 years. Made a little money playing there and here. Some boys from the city gave me a Fender Strat. Said play some rock and roll guitar, that's where the money's at. I tried to play that electric, the strings are way too light. That amp had squealed and hollered, I couldn't set it right. My singing came out country, no matter what I did. I told them all that I was through, and this is what I said. My bread is buttered in bluegrass, that's just the way it is. A guitar, banjo, mandolin with a little bass thrown in. Stay there where your roots are, that's what the people say. My bread is buttered in bluegrass, and that's where I'm gonna stay. I'm just too darn country to ever play that way. I'd rather play the Stanleys, Monroe, and Lester Flatt. I'll stick with this old Martin, that's where the music's at. My bread is buttered in bluegrass, that's just the way it is. A guitar, banjo, mandolin with a little bass thrown in. Stay there where your roots are, that's what the people say. My bread is buttered in bluegrass, and that's where I'm gonna stay. That's just the way it is. A guitar, banjo, mandolin with a little bass thrown in. Stay there where your roots are, that's what the people say. My bread is buttered in bluegrass, and that's where I'm gonna stay. My bread is buttered in bluegrass, and that's where I'm gonna stay.
Got it.
All right, yeah, I'm sorry about that, folks. I'm just kidding, really. Brand new stuff, though. I had to play it. Really kind of funny. Brand new CD from the Hillbenders, and they did the entire Tommy album, the whole double album set. Some of you are probably as old as I am and remember that. The Who, remember? Yes, rock and roll. They call it Tommy, a bluegrass Opry. And that was We're Not Gonna Take It and See Me, Feel Me, and all that kind of stuff. They did an amazing job. Really good Roger Daltrey approximation on there for sure, but I thought it'd be funny to play that coming out of a tune about how our bread is buttered in bluegrass and then play the Who, but we're not going to mess around with any more of that on the show. We're going to straighten things out next with some Larry Sparks. How about that? First, I want to give out the email address if you want to get in touch. This is a pre-recorded show, but you can get in touch any old time at bluegrassmountain@aol.com, and I'd love to hear from you. I see we're getting more and more likes out there on the Facebook page. I don't know what's going on or where you're all hearing about the show, but I'm glad you are. We had over 90 new likes on the page this week. I guess I'm actually going to have to start interacting with the page a little more. But hopefully you're all listening to the show. But anyway, on to the Larry Sparks. Another track from The Lonesome and Then Some, a classic 50th celebration now. Here's Bitter Weeds, Larry Sparks on Music for the Mountain.
Wildflowers grew out her back door, down the hill and to the road, where young men came and picked them, and to others they would go. Watching through a dusty window, sometimes from dusk till dawn, waiting for the man she favored, but he never came to call. Bitter weeds were all her garden grew, I guess she always knew. Bitter weeds were all she had to look forward to. Her neighbors said she was crazy, 'cause she stared when they walked by. They say she wore a black rose, but they never asked her why. There were rumors never denied, growing tall like the grass. Gossip said she was widowed, talked about a love from her past. Bitter weeds were all her garden grew, I guess she always knew. Bitter weeds were all she had to look forward to. Last Monday, church bells were ringing. Down the hill, six men walked slow. She finally left that old cabin, taking secrets that she knows. Watching through a dusty window, sometimes from dusk till dawn, waiting for the man she favored, but he never came to call. Bitter weeds were all her garden grew, I guess she always knew. Bitter weeds were all she had to look forward to. Bitter weeds were all her garden grew, I guess she always knew. Bitter weeds were all she had to look forward to.
Alan Shelton now with his five-string banjo and the Bye Bye Blues.
Thank you.
Alan Shelton there, along with Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys. Taking that from the radio show's 24 fan favorites record, and Bye Bye Blues. We're from Johnny Campbell and the Bluegrass Drifters in there from their self-titled release. And the old Gospel Plow, some nice hardcore mandolin there from Jeff Burke on that track. We had Larry Sparks in there. I think we heard Don Rigsby backing him up on the harmonies. And we heard Bitter Weeds from that one, Lonesome and Then Some, a classic 50th celebration, came out on Rebel back last summer. Great stuff. Well, we're up to that time to take the break. I think we're actually a little early for it, but we'll get it in and then have more music, lots more music after that. All right, we'll be right back after this.